Praise the Lord. Message number 247. The title of the message, Raising Up Children, Part 3. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke. Book of Luke chapter 1. And let's read from verse 5 to verse 25. We will continue this message, speaking about points that we need to observe and put in our mind and raising up godly children for the Lord. And here in this message we speak about the parents of John the Baptist. Luke chapter 1 verse 1 to verse 25. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah. His wife Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were righteous in the sight of God, observing all the Lord's commands and decrees blamelessly. But they were childless because Elizabeth was not able to conceive, and they were both very old. Once when Zechariah's division was on duty and he was serving as a priest before God, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to go into the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And when the time for the burning of incense came, all the assembled worshippers were praying outside. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled and was gripped with fear. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. For he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angel, "How can I be sure of this? I am an old man, and my wife is well along in years." The angel said to him, "I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. And now you will be silent and not able to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come through at their appointed time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondering why he stayed so long in the temple. When he came out, he could not speak to them. They realized he had seen a vision in the temple, for he kept making signs to them but remained unable to speak. When his time of service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife Elizabeth became pregnant, and for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days he has shown his favor and taken away my disgrace among the people." Lord, I thank you and I praise you for your word. I thank you, O God, for showing me favor, and you have taken away my disgrace from among your people. We thank you, God, for the good news. I thank you, Lord, for the word that you send to us, to your church, to each and every parents, O God, the good news that you want to tell us. O God, we bless you. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you, O God. I pray you anoint my lips and arrange Lord, the message in the way that you want it to flow, to encourage your people, to make your people realize, oh God, to increase their faith, so that they will commit their lives to save you by raising up godly children, the children that you give to each and every parent, Lord. Oh God, that they will raise them up to be a ministers and servant of yours, oh God. Lord, I pray the message will bring help, healing, clarity, hope, wholeness, salvation, revival, and you will raise up godly children, and you will raise up, oh God, godly servant of yours to carry on the message to the next generation. Oh God, I pray, oh God, that you will take the message and make it reach those who are in need for it and those who are waiting for it. Let your word reach them, and let your word accomplish the purpose that you desire of sending it. We thank and praise you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Zechariah and his wife, they were childless. They were old in age, and most likely they have lost hope that they would have children. But the Lord is faithful, was faithful to them, and the Lord is also faithful to you. You say, the angel to him, I come to you today to bring you a good news. And here, the good news for you today. You must believe, you must have faith in the Lord. The message here today is to increase and to build up your faith in God. God is the giver of life, and you need to trust him that he will be the one to give you children. I don't know who is listening to the message, but maybe you are without children, or you are longing and you are waiting, but trust God. He will give you children. Do not be afraid and believe the word of God. As he said to Zechariah, do not be afraid. God had heard your prayer, and God answered his prayer that his wife ultimately become pregnant and with a child. Your wife Elizabeth in verse 13 will bear you a son, and you are to call him John. The meaning of John is that Jehovah is a gracious giver. The Lord our God Jehovah is a gracious giver to you and to each and everyone, to me, to his church, to his people. He is a gracious giver for each and every family children. And the Lord gave John to Zechariah and Elizabeth in order to accomplish certain purposes in their life. In the same way, God had given you children, or he is going to give you children in order that there are certain purposes that God wants to achieve in your life that will come true. As we say, first is to increase and build up your faith on him. God is the giver of all the good things, including our children, including your children, including the children that the Lord will give you. Zechariah and Elizabeth, they were waiting a long time, and the more you are waiting, then God has to prepare something better. And God wants you also to prepare yourself, to commit yourself, that when he will give you the child, that you will accomplish what he wants you to do for him, for this child. God, with this message, wants to bring joy into your life and delight. The Lord said to Zechariah, the angel of the Lord said to Zechariah about John in verse 14, he will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth. That is very true. If you abide in God's will to raise up your children, or to raise up the child that God is going to give you in his ways, then the child will bring a delight to you, and he will be a delight to other people who love God and those who rejoice in the truth. In Proverbs chapter 29 verse 17, say, Discipline your children and they will give you peace. They will bring you the delights you desire. Here, John the Baptist, according to the message of the angel, that he will bring a joy and delight to you. We now understand from Proverbs 29 verse 17, that when we discipline our children, they will bring you the delights you desire. When you discipline your kids and your children, the child that God is going to give you, they will be a source of joy to you and to others. The point that we want to emphasize here, as you commit yourself to live in the fear of the Lord and to live in holiness, because you cannot raise up your children in the fear of the Lord and in holiness unless you yourself need to abstain from worldly pleasure and to train your children and keep them away from the worldly things. God wants you to keep yourself and your children from watching TVs, movies, video games, going out with their friends, joining parties and clubs, having affairs and other things wrong, relationship with the other gender. God wants you to live in holiness. Then your children will be raised up in the same way. Then you see that your children are given to you by the Lord. And as you raise them in the fear of God, they will bring delight to your soul. The angel of the Lord, he told Zechariah about the child to be born, about John. In verse 15, he said to him, "For he will be a great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other fermented drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before he is born." Now here very clear that he need to be a Nazarite child. John the Baptist, God wanted his parent to separate him from the world. He wanted the child for him to be separated from the world, to be separated to the Lord and to God, not to take wine or other fermented a drink or nothing, will, as we have spoken about, when you spoke about the parents of Samson, that his hair should not be cut or no razor should go to his hair and cut his hair, because he is a Nazarite set aside and separated to the Lord. If we raise up our children for God, separated from the worldly things, then they will be great in the sight of the Lord, and they will be filled with the Holy Spirit even before birth. You must be aware of the great purpose of God in the life of your children. God has called you from being in your mother womb, even you yourself, even myself, God had called me even when I am in my mother womb. And God wants you and wants me to accept and realize that He had also called our children to serve Him. God had called your children to serve Him even before their birth. And therefore, I need, and you need to keep the atmosphere of the house clean and away from things that will pollute the atmosphere and polluted and infect our children with the worldly things. TV, satellite programs, video games, bad friends and relatives that we intermingle with and allow them to intermingle with our children, allow our children to intermingle with them, will hinder the purpose of God in the life of our children. God had a great purpose for our children, and they will be great in the sight of the Lord. Our children are called to be great in the sight of the Lord because the Lord had a great purpose in their life. Therefore, the atmosphere of our houses, of your houses, you who listen to the word of God, need to be filled with the reading of God's word, be filled with the prayer, be filled with kneeling down, be filled with fasting, we be filled with the instruction and the advices that our children need from God's word, so that the Holy Spirit will dwell and fill them even before birth. Your children and my children, my child, are called to be God's minister. They are called and they have given a ministry. They are called to prepare the way for the Lord. As John the Baptist prepared the way for the Lord. They are called to bring the lukewarm back to get revived and serve God. The Lord would use them to change people's hearts and lives, and to raise up a new generation to serve God with compassionate and caring hearts. God called our children to be our true spiritual fathers and mothers in the future. He said to Zechariah, and God is speaking to us today, in Luke chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, he outlined to him the details of the ministry of his son John, and he is outlining to us today the ministry of our children in the future. He will bring back many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. Wonderful. Verse 17, and he will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Say hallelujah for that. Hallelujah, Lord. And I praise you, O God, for my child and for all our children, the spiritual children and our children in the flesh, the disciple, Lord, the disciple, O God, the children in the flesh. We thank you, Lord, for them, because there will be a people, there will be the army to prepare the people ready for the Lord. I thank you and I praise you for that. Let's continue. Luke chapter 1 verse 59, after the birth of John the Baptist, on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him after his father Zechariah. But his mother spoke up and said, no, they want to name him John. But the mother said, no, he is to be called John. They said to her, the people, they want to call him Zechariah, but the mother told him, no, he need to be called John. They said to her in verse 61, there is no one among your relative who has that name. Then they made sign to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. Verse 63, he asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, his name is John. John is the meaning of John, as we have said. Jehovah is a gracious giver. Yes, God is a gracious giver, not only for our children, but he will give to our children the gracious things. His grace, not only to believe, but to serve and to go on in living their life to God. Verse 64, immediately his mouth was open and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. Verse 65, all the neighbors were filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Verse 66, everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, what then is this child going to be? For the Lord's hand was with him. That's here another point. Our children will be with a great testimony when we raise them in the fear and the discipline of the Lord. Everyone will wonder, and they will say, what then is this child going to be? For the Lord's hand was with him. For the Lord's hands are with them. For the Lord's hand is with him. For the Lord's hand is with her. When we commit ourselves to serve the Lord and raise up our children in the fear of God, everyone will say, as the people were saying about John the Baptist, what then is this child is going to be? For the Lord's hand was with him. Verse 7, his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and he prophesied. And we are filled with the Holy Spirit. And I am filled today with the Holy Spirit and prophesying. In verse 8, praise be the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. 69, he has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through his holy prophets of long ago, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us. Verse 72, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant. Verse 73, the oath he swore to our father Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear. Yes, enable us, Lord. Continue, Lord, to enable us to serve you without fear, O God, in the name of Jesus. In verse 75, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. And in verse 76, Zechariah, he was praising the Lord, and then he directed the message to his son, and you, he directed the prophetic message to his son, and you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sin, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. And the child grew and became strong in the spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he appeared publicly to Israel. I want you, and God wants you today, to encourage your children with this message, and you, my son, and you, my daughter, and you, my and you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him. Your children, your child, your daughter should hear that from you, and they will be, and that will be their ministry from the Lord. And you are the one whom God had called to train them so that they will be equipped for that particular mission that God had prepared in advance for them to do. Your children are God's children. Your child is God's child. And he gave them to you. He gave her to you in order to raise her up in the prescribed way and equip her to be equipped, to be trained, to be prepared for the mission and the good work that God had prepared for her. Lord, let's come in a prayer. Lord, I thank you. I praise you, God, from the depth of my heart, for the joy, for the restoration, for the wonderful things that you had, oh God, given us this day. I thank you and I praise you for your great promises for me, for your church, for your people, Lord. Let your word come through. Let your kingdom come. Let your will be done on earth as in heaven. Oh God, I pray the message, oh God, will encourage others to revive, to go on, to serve you in spirit and in truth in the name of Jesus. Oh God, use this message, oh God. I commit myself, Lord. Tell me what I commit myself to believe your promises, to abide with your will, to be aware of your good plan for me and for my family and my children, the children that are going to give me. I give you praise and I adore you, Lord. I believe your word and I'll put into action and into I need to practice, oh God, I believe it, oh God, that you will use me, that you will use my family, you will use my children, and my child, my daughter, my son, to save you, to bring salvation, to go before you, Lord, to prepare the way, to prepare God's people for the great work. Oh God, take this message with the power of the Holy Spirit and use it mighty for your glory. Oh God, your Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, O God. Let your hands be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.